Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple CEO Tim Cook gave a keynote speech at the International Conference of Data Protection and Privacy Commissioners, praising Europe's GDPR and calling for similar protections in the U.S. and elsewhere. Cook said personal data, quote, is being weaponized against us with military efficiency. He said a privacy law should minimize the amount of personal data collected by companies, combined with transparency over what is collected, and the right for people to access that data and be sure it's secure. Google has added access to personal search data to the menu of its main search page on the web and in its Android and iOS apps. Google users have had the ability to see what data has been collected and deleted if they wish, but until now, that option was only available in the account settings. Information reports its sources say Apple will launch its TV service in the first half of 2019 in more than 100 countries, starting with the United States. It will include original shows commissioned by Apple, along with the ability to subscribe to other services like Showtime and HBO. It will supposedly be free for Apple device owners. Motorola is selling official repair kits in partnership with iFixit. iFixit sells kits to repair almost anything, usually without a manufacturer's blessing. But Motorola is now sourcing parts for 8 repair kits for the Moto Z, Moto X, Droid Turbo 2, Moto Z Play, Moto G5, Z-Force, X-Pure, and G4 Plus phones, focusing on fixing the battery and screen. Italy is fining Samsung and Apple 5 million euros each for intentionally slowing down phones. Apple also received an additional 5 million euro fine for failing to provide customers information on maintaining and replacing batteries. Apple has previously admitted to slowing down older phones when its OS detected a failing battery, saying it did so in order to extend the battery's life. Facebook redesigned its Messenger app to reduce the clutter on the main screen, consolidating 9 tabs into 3 and focusing on chat. There's a tab for chat, of course, a tab called People with your contacts, and a tab called Discover, which includes businesses and games. AT&T added 60,000 wireless subscribers last quarter, despite analysts expecting them to lose wireless subscribers, but revenue rose slower than expected for its DirecTV satellite TV service, losing 359,000 subscribers more than expected. DirecTV Now, AT&T's streaming service, added 49,000. A year ago, that streaming service added 296,000. Japan's Financial Services Agency has accredited the Japanese Virtual Currency Exchange Association as a certified fund settlement business association. That lets the association set rules for crypto exchanges and take action over violations with government backing. So it's industry self-regulation. The association was created by 16 licensed crypto trading platforms after the hack of Coincheck earlier this year. Warnings of slowing demand from chipmakers Texas Instruments and ST Microelectronics has caused the stock market to back off of chip stocks in general, affecting companies like Micron, Intel, and AMD, among others. Texas Instruments forecast its weakest Q4 since 2013. TI makes sensors used in a range of products from cars to phones and is often seen as a leading indicator of the health of the semiconductor market. Finally, HP announced an update to its Spectre 360 line of laptops, including a new 13-inch model with a claimed 22.5-hour peak battery life. That's up 37% over the previous model. It also has an option for gigabit class LTE. There's a 15-inch model with a peak battery life of 17.5 hours as well. Both Spectre 360s arrive in November, with the 13-inch model starting at $1,500 and the 15-inch model at $1,390. I'm sorry, that's $1,150 for the 13-inch model. The 14-inch EliteBook X360 1040 G5 convertible for business customers also has an option for gigabit LTE. That one's coming in late October, starting at $1,499. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.